Andrei Dineshnura reports. The international organization overseeing the destruction of Syria's chemical weapons is now investigating a possible chlorine gas attack in that country. In this report from Washington, VOA senior correspondent Andrei Dineshnura says the alleged attack took place as Damascus continued to get rid of its chemical weapons.
Syria has destroyed the vast majority of its chemical weapons arsenal, disclosed by Damascus to be 1,300 metric tons. Greg Thielman, an expert on weapons of mass destruction with the Arms Control Association, says Syria's arsenal contained different types of chemical weapons.
They have mustard agent, which is a very old style of chemical weapons that was first introduced in World War I. And then there are even more lethal nerve gas agents that they have, like sarin. They have some VX as well. All of those types of chemicals are on the list to be destroyed. And in fact, more than 90% of those agents have been destroyed or moved out of the country.
The destruction of Syria's chemical weapons arsenal is supervised by the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, or OPCW, an independent entity that has a working relationship with the United Nations. Last September, Syria agreed to dispose of its chemical weapons after pressure from Russia and the threat of military action from the United States. Syria agreed to destroy all of its chemical weapons by June 30th. The OPCW is also investigating allegations that the Syrian government in April used chlorine gas to attack civilians and rebel forces. Joe Cirincione is president of the Plowshares Fund, a foundation focusing on disarmament issues.
There's a lot of evidence to indicate that Syria is using chlorine gas in these barrel bombs, these barrels that are stuffed with explosive and nails and shrapnel, and then dumped, pushed out of airplanes, pushed out of helicopters into the what's considered rebel strongholds, or in many cases, schools, hospitals, civilian facilities. There seems to be evidence that in a dozen, maybe even two dozen incidents, chlorine gas has been mixed in.
However, Ralph Trapp, a chemical weapons expert and former OPCW official, says there is no conclusive proof that the Syrian government used chlorine gas.
We cannot at this point in time rule out categorically that it may not have been some operation that was put up to pretend that there was a chlorine attack when in fact there wasn't one, or there was one, but from the other side. So there are a number of questions that need to be asked at this point in time. The OPCW is investigating, and I think it would be prudent to wait until we have some more details, some more information about what actually happened on the ground before we can draw conclusions.
The OPCW was forced to temporarily halt its initial fact-finding trip after its convoy came under attack. The Syrian government and the rebels blamed each other for the assault. Trapp says chlorine is not on the list of toxic chemicals prohibited by the Chemical Weapons Convention because it is a common, industrial, albeit toxic, chemical.
Chlorine is a chemical that is in very wide legitimate uses. It's used for water purification. It's used in industry and for bleaching purposes and a whole range of uses and in very large quantities. So the accessibility to that material is very large.
Charles Dulfer, who headed the Iraqi survey group investigating the extent of Saddam Hussein's weapons of mass destruction after the 2003 invasion, puts it this way.
The technical violation, if in fact the government of Syria deployed chlorine as a weapon, it is not that they have chlorine, it is that they would use it as a weapon. Not a trivial instance, but it is not something that is on the same magnitude or order as the chemical munitions which are being destroyed at this point in time.
Experts say if it is proven that Syria used chlorine as a weapon, Damascus would be in violation of the Chemical Weapons Convention, which it signed last September. Andrei Dineshnura, VOA News, Washington.